Lincolnfirst.com/careers.
Hey, we're back here to talk zoo things. Love my morning zoo editions. Every Thursday here at 8:20, we do this with Tom and Kathy from Chankabazoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
I love the fact that, this weather doesn't bother you guys.
Well,
you just roll with it.
I think that the temperature with no wind chill matches what we've had the week.
So. Yep. Hey, happy Giving Hearts Day.
Thank you.
That is going on today. Of course, the zoo and Giving Hearts kind of goes together, too.
Absolutely. Like, cold weather, warm hearts.
Right. Goes together like Jack and Coke.
That's
my thing.
That's right.
Right.
There we go. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. So you got Giving Hearts Day and people can still donate, correct?
They sure can. And this is the first time we've had early giving that I can remember in our time being involved. So we've had some wonderful people donating already. Today is the big day. So if you're not an online type person, you can still do online, of course, because that's the most used way to do it. But if you want to do it in person, we're going to be at Hughes Shelter. We got Tom down at the zoo, so if you wanted to get down there, but you're going to see us, it's going to be easier to see us at Hughes. If you don't feel like going out in this, give us a call. We can pick up a donation.
Yeah, just grab your phone.
Also, online. It's pretty easy. People said, I don't ever do online, but I went to that Giving Hearts Day. I typed in Chinkapazoo, and it was a push of a button. So it's an easy thing if you want to do that. We've got other wonderful agencies in our community that are also asking for donations for their good causes. Giving Hearts Day is just another wonderful venue for giving to some of your favorite charities.
And I always say this, too, and Tom, you can echo this sentiment, that the zoo doesn't exist on good intentions alone. Kind of takes some financing.
Yeah, it definitely takes some financing to keep everything going, keep the animals healthy, and it takes a great team on it. Now, if you go to Hughes Shelter, they'll even feed you soups today.
Got all kinds of soups down there.
Yeah.
Now, down at the zoo, all you get is my sunny personality.
Really? You weren't up all night cooking?
No, that was Kathy Joe this time.
Okay, well, you both know your food. You're both most...
Don't be breaking up my soup.
Awesome foodie.
There's other soups there.
What did you make?
I made beef stew.
Of course.
We asked for soup, but...
But you got stew. What's the difference?
A million things going. A little thicker. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Flavors are all good. And you walk into Hughes today with all other soups that people, they're very creative and it's very yummy smells. And so it's free will offering from 10 to 2 and soups and bars. And our good friend Cheryl Woodruff made on behalf of the zoo. So we know those are going to be outstanding.
Delicious, right?
And so many good things there and so many good people doing this. And we're just happy to be part of it and invited to participate.
It amazes me day in and day out, the friends that you have, the volunteers that you have, the people that just don't think twice. They step up and do things because it's the zoo.
Well, you're exactly right. And I get tied in and involved. You can see me almost tear up every time someone does something wonderful, which is a lot. I want to do every day of the year, not just Giving Hearts, but recently, we all the time we call on our good veterinarians at Dakota Veterinary Hospital. Dr. Alyssa Brewer, Dr. Sarah Bach and Dr. Carmen, Odegaard, we just have a wonderful team there. If you go on our Facebook, you'll see the names of everybody at the clinic. And the reason we mentioned them all is because it takes them all to keep going there. And Dr. Brewer, of course, took over for Dr. Matz. And I will say this, I'm just blown away by all the goodness they do in kind for Chinkapazoo.
Generosity.
I'm not talking a 9-to-5, I'll schedule you in. I'm talking, she's down there on her day off. She's down there whenever we need her. Last night she was down there well after hours with a kangaroo. Just so many things that we can't even name everything Dakota Veterinary does from their good hearts.
Is it just a quick phone call, Tom Schmaltz?
And I'm sure when they see my name pull up, they go, oh, no.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on?
Right.
But no, they're such a super group of people out there. And I walk into the clinic to pick something up, and everybody's, hi, how are you doing?
Right.
And stuff. So they're a great group of people down there, and we couldn't ask for a better facility.
Well, and it works so well with what you do, mm-hmm. you know, and like humans. You know, your residents down there get sick occasionally. Your
yes,
residents
they do.
Down there have issues.
Yes, they do.
And then Dakota Veterinary is like there without batting an eye.
Absolutely.
Again, you got friends.
We have friends. And so just thank everybody in our region and outside our region who are listening for their good hearts. If you can't donate today, we understand. We mm-hmm. hope we see you this summer. And maybe you'll think of us in the future, but at any rate, anytime you visit Jinkapa Zoo, you are helping conservation and helping us survive for another year down there.
So. How's Tal getting over his Super Bowl depression? Because, you know, he went with
he's,
the Chiefs.
He's laughing.
And, you know.
He's laughing at these people who call me and say, really? Because he lost again? Because I bet on that game. It's like, you bet on the game because of an orangutan?
He's not just any orangutan. Okay?
He's laughing.
No, he's like a relative.
He's like, really, guys, I'm an orang. I just picked the ball.
he's like that uncle that you have over that you just can't help but love him, you know?
Well, you can't blame him. He doesn't watch any games, so he's pulling it out of the blue.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah,
there,
he's
gone.
Yeah, I'm over football. Let's do a little hand to hand here.
Right. So what else is going on at the zoo? I mean,
well,
we're in the heart of winter here.
We're in the heart of winter. The Nature Center is getting an overview. Tim Lang is in town, and that's Melissa, Melissa Fingerson's brother, mm-hmm. and he's got a professional, lots of skills, but one of them is laying flooring and things like that. And so he's very skilled, and you've been in our ed room.
Right.
It needs work.
Mm-hmm.
So Melissa's been painting that, and he volunteering, and he came in to lay some floor this week, and we're so happy. So we have everything out in the big room.
Okay.
So another reason for you to stop at Hughes today.
Well,
stop at Hughes today versus this. We've got a lot going on. We are already gearing up for Blue Goose Days. So that meeting was yesterday. But something also special happened yesterday with the North Dakota Council on the Arts.
Yeah, tell me about that. They were in town.
Siena Court and St. Mary's School getting together, and NDSU for putting the grant together with this, in town together. The kids walk into Siena Court. They pick a chair by one of the senior residents there. They come in. They're all excited. The seniors are excited to see them. And the tiny printing presses are in town. And the name of the project is Tiny Printing Press Goes to the Zoo. And again, this is all grant funded. And these wonderful, you would love this as an artist, and I brought you pictures, so I'll show you them.
Okay.
But these wonderful tiny printing presses, at first I envisioned like 3x5, but they're a little bigger than that,
yeah.
Like a tablet form almost, and they made the molds. This group of wonderful people made the molds, and what we did is I sent them endangered species from each of the four zoos and for their field guide, and then they made a template. And that goes in the tiny printing press onto a card or paper, and they just put it in there. They roll the ink on it and put it through this tiny printing press, and you hand crank
it. Crank it out.
And these beautiful greeting cards came out, and everybody could just work their magic with it. Of course, our zoo is represented as the pilot project, so we're proud to be in on the innovation of the whole thing of as far as putting this together. And Tal is on there, and Gideon is on there.
Wow.
So and then there's the zebra stripes and other things, and we've got penguins from Bismarck Zoo, we've got the red panda from the Red River Zoo on there, and then we've got Minot Zoo echoes some of the same species that we have. So again, they have wolves and things are on there. So mm-hmm. we've got some really cool things.
Nice. I like how you say Gideon and you point right at Tom. Because, you know, the rhinos kind of seem to be his favorite.
They are.
You know. Yeah, he won't admit it. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, to see the look on the residents and the children's faces, these were fourth graders, I believe, come in. And what both sides got out of this was amazing. And we always, you know, encourage people. If you have some time, take your kids over. They get so much out of it from the seniors. The kids do, and the seniors just light up, and it's just awesome to see.
Do you know how great Chankabazoo is at bringing people together? I don't think you guys get enough recognition for that, how you bring generations together, you bring families together. It's kind of what you do.
It's our favorite part.
It's your favorite part, and not exactly, you know, broadcasting your mission, but it's what you do because of that mission. That's amazing stuff.
Thank you. Thank you for being part of that magical family.
You need
that
to take a bow for that.
We have a whole team that you've met and know very
Incredible. And like I say, volunteers, friends, everything
volunteers,
you got going.
Everybody. We have so many. That team just extends out into the community. So we thank people for caring about the zoo existing. And if you can donate today or any day of the year, please do, because it helps us survive and keep our mission going.
And kudos on the Shirley shirt that you're wearing today for Giving Hearts Day.
Yes.
It's your mom's shirt. It looks wonderful.
Shirt. It's red.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Tom and Kathy, always a pleasure. Wish we had more time.
Thank you.
Morning Zoo. On this Giving Hearts Day, and remember, folks, yes, you can give to Chankabazoo here. It's 831, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
That's Carlson Family Insurance in Wahpeton, representing Auto Owners Insurance. Visit Carlson Family Insurance Agency in Wahpeton today. Call 672-6002 or on the web at www.cfiagency.com.